Welcome to the Business and Life podcast with Matthew and Ben. Today we're going to be talking about habits and key habits that are going to make you successful in your life and in business. So Matthew, why don't you kick us off? What's the number one habit that you think has helped you in life and in business achieve what you wanted to do?
I guess if we go down to the basics, habits are obviously very important. Everyone knows about it, you know, what you do on a daily basis sets your trajectory of where you're going to end up in life. I think for me, the easiest one that everyone can implement is just waking up pretty early, like just having the discipline to wake up early and creating like accountability structures around waking up early. So
why do you think that helps? Why does it make a difference waking up early compared to waking up late? Because I used to wake up late. And I still got a lot done, and I just worked into the evenings. But I do agree, maybe I may have got more. I mean, I started to wake up earlier more recently, but and it has helped. But why do you think it's so important to wake up early?
By the time you've gone through focused work, so let's say you wake up at 6 a.m., right? And you start work at like 6:45, 7 a.m., and you give it a good go until like 10 a.m. By 10 a.m., you've already given like focused work 3 hours, and you've probably done most of the high value activities or things that need to be done in a time where you haven't had distraction, as opposed to just waking up at like 8:30, 9 a.m., and then trying to give it a go. I think that's really valuable. So essentially, having a work day done before other people even start working, that's a big one. No? What have you found?
I would say so, yes. In some ways, yes. In some ways, for me, a lot of my work only happens when everyone else is working. So if I get up at 6 and I start work at 6:30, I've got 3 hours of doing not a lot because there's not much for me to do for those 3 hours while I generally work evening. So my usual hours are I might get up at 8. I would start work around 9. I would work through till about 6, have dinner, work from about 8 till 10, 8 till 11, and then I would start again the next day. So a lot of the bits that I do don't require me to sort of do that in the morning. I've got that 3 hour in the evening where then I don't need to be talking with people who are also at work at that time.
Do you feel that? And why do you feel that waking up earlier has helped you out then, if you think that you can do that during the day?
So I think mostly energy levels. I've noticed a marked improvement in my energy levels when I woke up early. And I read this interesting book about circadian rhythms. Now I'm a biologist by trade. I studied biology at university and I knew the importance of circadian rhythms in the biological clock. But matching your circadian rhythms with sunlight, that is trying to wake up when there's sunlight and going to sleep when it gets dark.
What's a circadian rhythm?
So a circadian rhythm essentially is an evolutionary clock. So it's what makes you wake up at a certain time, fall asleep at a certain time, and it really matches to the sunlight because through evolution and through the thousands of years that we evolved, we were waking up with the sunlight and falling asleep with the sunlight, and our bodies then adjusted to that. And that's why most people that do wake up with the light and fall asleep when it's dark have the energy levels of, they have better energy levels than someone who's doing a night shift, for example.
Talking about evolution, right? And habit formation. I guess us as humans have evolved in a certain way, right? So like the more incentivized we are to do something, we tend to do it. The more disincentivized or the harder it is to do something, we tend not to do it. Have you found out that trying to create habits and easing your way towards that habit formation has helped you out in that process? So essentially, let's say you want to eat a good diet, right? You could fill up your, fridge with chocolate, ice cream, and whatever, chocolatey yogurts or whatever, or you could fill it up with fruits. So there's like a friction that you're trying to create there, right? Have you done that in like your routine, your daily routine when you're in?
So, I mean, in terms of waking up, I used to be I was not a morning person, and I would still say I'm not a very early morning person, but I slowly worked my way into becoming a morning person because mostly because I felt better for it. And so it wasn't so much that it was difficult for me to do. It was more, why haven't I been doing this? Because I feel so much better for it. And that was kind of a almost a circle, like when something good happens, you want to repeat it. And when you feel better about something, you want to repeat it. And the same with my diet. I mean, my diet is extremely
Really?
restrictive, but I eat very healthy, very good food. I spend good money on good food because I think that's some of the most important things you can spend money on. And that has also shaped my energy levels and my ability to work harder and for longer hours during the day and just feel better and happier about myself. So in those two aspects, actually, although some people would say you need to work on habits, those two things specifically, for me anyway, are things that actually are making me feel better. And so it's much easier to do those things and repeat those habits because they're
It's kind
making
of
me
like
feel
they
better
create the
anyway.
base for all your habit formations thereafter, right? So like if you kind of sleep well and you eat good food, then you've got your good energy levels and you from there can focus more and do all that good stuff, no?
Exactly. And I think when you do one good thing to start your day, so you're getting up early, your whole day is then
100%.
set. If you lie and you sleep and you wake up at 11 a.m., your whole day is kind of
100%.
screwed because you're not motivated, you're a bit more lethargic, your whole pattern is out of sync. And I'm a big believer in having some structure to your day and waking up at the right time, eating the right foods, resting at the right times, those kind of things. And if you don't do those kind of things regularly, you're not ever going to have a productive life or a productive day because you end up just wasting time and just doing things that aren't going to be
For the audience
positive
listening to
to your
this,
outcome.
there's a book called Atomic Habits, and what you just referenced there is essentially habit stacking. So, like, the more productive, like, let's say you start with a productive start task in the morning, it's kind of like you're more incentivized to do more productive tasks. Whereas, because you create like a chain of like good habits that start stacking up one upon each other, and I've seen this in, I guess, the most successful people that I know do this, right? They're, like, they'll just do a very small little improvement or like habit, right? For example, let's say you need to arrange financing for an acquisition. What they won't do is they won't start calling everyone trying to look at the financials and so on. They'll like just ping a quick message to the finance broker, for example, and create that I guess that action for later on. So they'll like create the action, like small action that's got very little friction towards it. And then set themselves up to have to follow up with that action later on. So it's kind of like you lower the barrier of entry to that habit, and then you build upon it. And that, I think that's really, really interesting as a concept.
Yeah, and if you're struggling, I think, with doing things and getting one task done, break it up into smaller parts. Like you say, if you're going through a whole process of building out a business model, say, or a business plan for a business idea, and maybe you're looking to raise funding, you've got some meetings with some VCs, some funders, some lenders coming up, what you should do is break it down into very small parts. So even a slide each. This slide is going to be this, and focus your entire day around my one big goal for today is to get this one slide done. And I think sometimes if you think of the whole project, it becomes very overwhelming. I've had scenarios where I've had to produce an enormous financial model, multiple pages in Excel, business plan, pitch deck, all within a week. And it can be done in a week, but when you think about it, it's very overwhelming. But what if you split it up into parts, then it becomes much easier, and also reward yourself for doing those things when you've done something and you've worked for 2 hours and you've been successful, take time out, have a coffee, have a snack, take a break, and then you're more motivated to go on and finish it. And I also want to come back to what you said earlier about stacking good habits. I think when people, and I think the majority of people who are listening will know that once you've gone for a run, you come back, you don't want to eat
Exactly.
unhealthy food. You don't feel like eating unhealthy
Exactly.
food. Not just because you've done one good thing, so you should do another good thing. It's almost like your body is telling you, "Hey, look, I'm feeling good. Let's keep this going. Let's
100%.
eat something healthy. Let's go to bed at the right time. Let's rest. Let's find something I enjoy after doing this work." And so, I think it's very important that you start your day off right. And I think
It is.
that is probably one of the most fundamental habits, is starting your day off right, doing something good in the morning, because the rest of your day is going to be set on what
It's
you do first
weird then
thing.
as well, like and I'm sure you've seen this in yourself, like the more like everything starts with a habit, right? So you become good at a habit, you start becoming a bit more disciplined, you create a bit of success in one area, you attract more of it, and then you start like creating a bit of momentum with your life. And then at some point you're like, how does this person get to this point? Like how does this guy run like a mile in 3 minutes or something like that, right? Or like in 4 minutes. It's because you started like running in six, but then you started improving like 1% at a time, right? Or how does someone create like a 200 million euro portfolio company?
And it's like you have a goal. Your goal is to run a 5-minute mile. How do you get to that goal? You make it a habit to every morning wake up and run 5 miles. And so you do that. Maybe you start off 1 mile a day, you build it up 2 miles a day, and within a few years, you're going to be running miles in no time at all. And so it's the same for business. Think about where you want to be and what habits are you going to develop to get there. So if you want to, or in business and in life, do you want to get a new job? Are you trying to learn a new skill? Well, maybe if you're learning a new, maybe you want to move job, then every morning for half an hour, you send your CV out. And then after a few weeks, you're going to get a lot of responses back, and you're going to have a conversation with employers,
So
and that's going to go
let's stop there
somewhere.
actually. So let's say you're trying to start like a habit, right? Like let's say you want to find a job and you start sending out CVs. But at the beginning you don't get that much feedback from your habits, right? It's kind of like there's this period of time where you're not really generating results. But then at some point everything starts stacking up. Why or when do you think should someone stop the habit? Or like why should someone keep on going at the period of time where they haven't really seen the results yet? Like how do you keep yourself going if you find yourself in that situation?
I think it's a good point, and one thing I would say is because everyone else does. Everyone else gives up at the same point you think you're going to give up. And that's pretty much it. You start doing this habit for 4 weeks, you see no results. I guarantee 99% of people who've done that for 4 weeks give up after seeing no results. And that's why you should continue going. Because if you do it for 8 weeks, you might start seeing results. If you do it for 12 weeks, you might start seeing. If you do it for half a year, you're really going to start seeing results. It's like we talked about our podcast
Exactly.
earlier on. We said, 99% of podcasts give up after the
20,
first
20,
sort of
50.
20 episodes. And so that's why they're not successful. We said when we started our podcast, we would do 100 podcasts and we wouldn't be bothered about where we would end up. And we would do 100 podcasts no matter what. If we had nobody watching or listening, if we had one person watching, whatever it was, we would do 100 podcasts. And I think that's just people who aren't willing to give up on something. And so anyone watching and anyone listening who thinks, "Oh, what I'm doing is not working," well, maybe they need to break down what they're doing and have a look at more detail what they're doing and maybe alter it a little bit. But consistency is the
Super
most
important.
important factor for that habit to become something more. And if you're doing something every day, and slowly, eventually, something good is going to happen. What you find a lot of the time is that these things are
I think you could
exponential.
one mute Ben, but a really interesting example is this a concept called like marginal gains. I've actually got that tattooed for the audience if you're not watching that. It's essentially it shows that 1% improvements over a year makes you 35 times better, right? So say it's just literally the math. So if you just focus on improving your day-to-day by 1%, you're gonna go somewhere and somewhere pretty far, right? So it's a matter of just making sure that you keep focused in that regard, and that's pretty much what it's about in my opinion.
Yeah. Can you hear me again now?
So
Can you hear me? I can see me, I can't.
for the audience,
Have you muted
if
me?
I think Ben has got mute, just so that you know, guys know. For the audience, I would say if you're looking to improve your habits, habits are super important. They're pretty much like just look at your habits and you'll see where you end up. I would say, in terms of resources to get from the internet, this one, Atomic Habits by James Clear, is really, really fucking good. And apologies for the swearing, but it's really, really good. It goes into case studies, it shows you how to form habits based on reward systems. It shows you how small improvements over time create really big outcomes. And it's a good read. So yeah, with that said, yeah, have a good day, guys. Hopefully you guys are listening to this from the metro or the train station or the bus or whatever. So give this a like if you can, and then we'll be on the next episode. Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right, see you guys.
Are you there, Ben?